Grand Slam for Masters!
It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
My guest today is a Major League Baseball catcher slash infielder. Austin Nola played for the Seattle Mariners, also the San Diego Padres, spent some time in the Kansas City Royals organization. Is a free agent currently, so we'll see where he lands. If the name Nola sounds familiar, well, his brother Aaron Nola is a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies, so we'll talk all things Nola and the talent that goes through this family. But joining us today is Austin Nola. Austin, so great to have you on. Blessed to Play.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it. I'm very blessed to be on it. Thank you.
Well, this is an interesting journey that you have had. You were drafted by three teams, which is, I think, unique. But growing up in Louisiana, I'm sure the climate is conducive for baseball. But just talk about your love for the game.
Yeah, I grew up in Louisiana. Just baseball, you know, was in the blood. Just had a love for it. I just had the love to spend time in it and work at it. And, you know, even when I was a kid, I could remember times being in the cage and by myself hitting or throwing into a net by myself. I was like, it's kind of a little screw loose for this game, and still continue to have a little bit of that screw loose.
So you attended Catholic high school, and you had to make a decision, right? So you were drafted by the Colorado Rockies out of high school in 2008. You declined their offer, and instead you committed to play college for LSU, a storied program right there in Louisiana, a number of World Series championships. Tell us why you went to go play for the Tigers.
I grew up right down the street. I grew up going to those baseball games, especially whenever it was in the 90s when the LSU was winning every national championship, it felt like. It was like a matter of a time, basically. I know I'm going to go play there. And when Major Leagues came calling, it didn't even cross my mind to go, you know, to the draft. It was kind of like a favor they did. The Colorado Rockies had a good relationship with the scout, and he said, you know what, we're going to draft you. And he knew I wasn't going to go play, you know, professional baseball. Yeah. So I was going to start my career right down the street, and the rest is history. 4 years, spent every bit of time I could on that campus.
Yeah, so pro baseball was really dangling a carrot. In fact, you were drafted your junior year in 2011, this time by the Toronto Blue Jays, and you declined their offer and decided to finish your college career. Tell us why.
Yeah, so that my junior year when I was going to the draft, my brother got drafted as well by the Toronto Blue Jays out of high school. So we kind of had this, like, what do we do type attitude. You know, like me and him kind of conversated a little bit, and it was, I think we both want to go to LSU. And, I had one more year. I could come back for my senior year, so we decided to both go to LSU and play that 1 year together right down the street from home.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting today with Austin Nola, Major League Baseball player, played for Seattle Mariners, San Diego Padres. And Austin, let's talk about going to Omaha. Actually, you played professional baseball in Omaha, but let's talk about the amateur version, because it was a special time for you and the LSU Tigers your junior year, I believe in 2009, where you won the College World Series championship. What a great achievement. But just talk about winning that championship.
Yeah, it was actually freshman year. So it was my first year I got there to LSU. We won it in 09. And it's like, I never thought I would do it that first year. I mean, I knew we had a great team, but to win it your first year, you're like, what else is there left to do in college? Mm-hmm. Three more years after that. And then it doesn't get any better than winning the national championship your first year. So yeah, we win. You know, I don't think we didn't lose a game. We lost one in the championship series against Texas, but we ended up pulling it out. And it's one of the best memories of my life, that College World Series.
Yeah. Now, you were drafted by the Miami Marlins. They selected you in the fifth round of the 2012 Major League Baseball draft, and you elected this time, Austin, to sign a contract with them. But I want to ask you just about having two Nolas playing Major League Baseball. What do you think it is? A little bit of genetics? Is it the mental game? Is it the way your parents raise you to be to achieve a certain level of competition? What is your take on it being part of a tandem that made it to the Major Leagues?
Yeah, we looked at it, me and Aaron, you know, we'll talk about it at times. And it's like, how did it happen? I don't know. We just both had a love for the game, and I knew he was a special talent. I knew that he had some type of special ability, but I kind of always pushed it a little bit. And that was, that might be something. I don't know. I have no clue. By the grace of God, I guess.
Yeah, it's really tremendous. I mean, what is the chances of one person making it to the major league? I think below 1%. So the odds definitely are astonishing that both of you as brothers could make it to the major leagues. All right, so you're in the Miami Marlins organization. You play AAA New Orleans. You went through the Arizona Fall League. You got a little taste of minor league baseball, playing A-ball, bus rides, all that good stuff, playing every day. Just talk about that transition as a young man going from playing Division I baseball and now being a pro.
Extremely hard. It was going from LSU where, you know, everything's laid out on a platter for you. I mean, you have everything you need. I mean, you're always getting taken care of. You're sleeping in your own bed. And going to pro ball was like, whoa, this is a major change. It honestly shocked me a little, enough to where I was like, do I even want to do this anymore? I had so many other opportunities back in, you know, at LSU graduating, and the people you meet, it's like, do I want to go and, you know, pursue this dream? And I mean, it's been a fun one. It's been really, really difficult, but a lot of fun.
Yeah. So you stuck with the process and you got a chance to play pro ball, obviously. And then you signed a minor league contract with the Seattle Mariners. I think this was in 2018. You opened the season in AAA Tacoma. But you had your chance, Austin, on June 16th, 2019, to make your major league debut for the Mariners. Just talk about that day. Very special, obviously, but now your dreams have come true, and now you are in the show.
Yeah, it was 8 years, I think, in the minor league, 7.5 years. And mm-hmm. I didn't know if I was ever going to make it or get to that point, but, I mean, me and my wife, we kind of decided, you know, let's go and enjoy this thing. This is in the minor leagues, and we kind of freed ourselves up to just go play baseball and have fun. And then, you know, as soon as we did that, the call came, and it was Father's Day on June 16th. And I mean, what an amazing journey. Had a lot of fun, and it was in Oakland actually. So to see that stadium kind of end, it was really tough to see. So, cause that was where my debut was. So just a lot of fun. Spent a lot of time in the minor leagues, and it was worth every bit of it.
Now, what I failed to mention, you made the transition. You had appearances at second and third base, I think, and then you made your transition to being a catcher. Just talk about that process. I mean, it's tough enough being a Major League Baseball catcher, but having played your collegiate baseball at shortstop, being an infielder most of your life, how was that transition for you?
Very difficult. It was, I think it was 2016, middle of the year, end of the year. It just wasn't seeing the opportunity as a middle infielder anymore to get to the big leagues. And I always had a dream of going to the major leagues. I had a love for the game that is like, well, why do I want to keep doing this? So yeah, I hit one of those moments of I'm here in AAA playing middle infield, not playing that much, 26 years old. Mm-hmm. Is this something I want to keep doing? Right. And, a coach, you know, came up to me, Paul Phillips, and we just kind of talked through it, and, you know, he gave me an opportunity. He said, would you like to catch? And I said, I don't think I would. He said, well, do you still want to keep playing this game? I was like, yes, I do. And he's like, well, you might want to think about catcher. And, you know, that kind of was the opening that of, you know, this could start something new. And I just needed that extra kick to say, like, this is what I want to do. And I went with it all in 100%.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing when someone else could see something in you that you don't see in yourself, and then you could strive at it and do very well at it? That's really an amazing feat. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer, chatting once again with Austin Nola, Major League Baseball player, played for Seattle, San Diego Padres. And speaking of the Padres, you get a good dose of postseason in your young career. A lot of players play many years and don't even go to the postseason, but with San Diego, you had a chance to go to the 2020 National League Wild Card Series and face St. Louis. But just talk about going to San Diego. You're getting a taste of what it's like to be dealt in pro ball when you're playing at LSU. You have a finite amount of years. You know it's going to come to an end. But in pro ball, who knows? You could just get dealt at any time. But while you're in San Diego, you got a dose of postseason play. Why don't you talk about that?
It's a lot of fun. It reminded me a lot of the, you know, postseason play with LSU. We got a lot of postseason at LSU. And I mean, there's nothing like the postseason in the major leagues. It's, I mean, obviously we just got done watching it, and It's electric. The atmosphere, every pitch counts, every play matters. It's everything you work for from spring training all the way through the season. And I just had so much fun. I pray and hope to get back again on a postseason team and a chance to play in the World Series, because it there's nothing like playoff baseball.
And being a Major League Baseball player, it's just it's really a mental battle. In fact, you dealt with injuries. You fractured your middle finger, your left hand, while attempting to catch a foul tip. So you're catching, you're getting banged up. Just talk about that mental perseverance that's needed day in and day out.
Yeah, so injuries can always be a tough one. It's easier to show up when you're feeling good, but it's when you're not feeling good. It's when things are not going well. It's the hardest times to continue to show up. And it definitely forges a mental path within your mind. It plays mind games with you when you're injured, but that's when you really see the striving. It's like, okay, if I can make it through the injury and, you know, make it to the other side, I got something there. And that's what I'm gonna keep doing. I just continue to battle with them. And at the end of the day, you know, the older you get, it's going to happen. You just got to keep showing up, doing your job and having fun. And that's all I'm trying to do.
So let me ask you this. I mean, everyone at the Major League Baseball level has talent, obviously, the best in the world. But how much is that mental side of the game once you make it there to actually stay there?
Extremely difficult. Yeah, it's all mental, I would say. I mean, everybody's got great talent. I mean, from AAA, AA. I mean, you just look at professional. I mean, the players, the size, the speed, the talent is getting better and better every single year. And kids are specializing in it at a younger age. And I mean, the talent level that they're coming in with is off the charts. Mm-hmm. So it's all mental once you get there. It's very hard to stay. And but man, very, very rewarding. I mean, to, you know, play at the highest level with the best players, you really see what you're made of.
One thing I want to touch on is a special time for you and also your brother Aaron was during game two of the 2022 National League Championship Series, when you became the first pair of brothers in Major League Baseball postseason history to face each other as pitcher and batter. Talk about that. That had to be a very special time for both of you.
Yeah, it was. We had so much fun. Me and Aaron, you know, it was a blast. My parents weren't the biggest. They didn't really like it very much. My wife, and it was a lot of. I think they felt a lot of mixed emotions, but it was so much fun for us, me and Aaron, just the competitive side. We always loved competing against each other. I mean, we've been doing that since we were 5 years old. So I had so much fun. It's something I'll never forget, facing him and just playing that game and watching him from the dugout and then getting to step on the on deck circle and and walking into the circle. Just, you know, looking out at him on the major league mound was pretty phenomenal. Something I'll never forget.
Did he buzz you high and tight with the first pitch or no?
Never would. I tried to get him to, he wouldn't do it.
And I don't know this. What was the result of the at bat?
I ended up getting a hit off of him. I got an RBI single off of him. he never gave a homer to me, this, so that, I guess we can call it even.
Well, brothers bragging rights for sure. All right, we're going to take a break. On the other side, we're going to talk to Austin Nola about his life of faith when Blessed to Play returns right after this.
To the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. Ron Meyer joined today by Austin Nola. A Major League Baseball player, played for Seattle Mariners, San Diego Padres. He's currently a free agent, so we'll see where he lands. And we talked about his talent as a baseball player in the first half of the show. But one thing that people don't know about Austin is his life of faith and why it's so important to him. He grew up, went to Catholic high school in Louisiana, was raised Catholic. But Austin, there had to be a time when the Catholic faith and your faith in God became a very important part of your life. Tell us how that came to fruition.
Yeah, it was. I went to Catholic schools growing up, all the way from pre-K through 12th grade. It was ingrained in me, and I'm very thankful for my parents and all the support, people of faith in my family and around the family, friends that, you know, really pushed me to stay in it, to stay with my faith, and, you know, just give yourself a chance for God to call you. And that's what they helped me out, which just gave me a chance, even through the ups and downs and through the times where, you know, when you're going to Catholic schools, at times you feel like it's being forced on you or pushed on you. And you're like, I'll never, you know, go to church when I don't have to do it. Right. Cause your parents are always, you got to be up for church. We're going at 8 o'clock in the morning and you're fighting them, you know? So you just, you know, by the grace of God and by the, you know, good people and around me kept pushing me to, you know, keep going to mass. And we all know that, you know, through the Catholic faith, the mass is the way to Jesus Christ. And, it's been an amazing journey. He just continues to pull me through his body and blood. And, especially my connection with the Blessed Mother and the Rosary is just been an amazing journey.
Yeah. And I know you do holy hours, and you have a friend of yours who is another, professional baseball player that you go to church with, and you kind of talk about the faith and sharpen each other. I would think it would be tempting, you know, you have a lot of access now, you're making money, you're a Major League Baseball player, to get so distracted where faith is put on the back burner, but you seem to keep it on the front burner as something that's very important to you. Is that a constant thing you try to do daily to get that priority straight?
Yes, I think a lot of it is letting go of the control. I think we talk a lot as baseball players of letting go, of letting the game come to you, you know, trusting in your ability, trusting your eyes, trusting, you know, what your work. And I think a lot of that is, you know, we've been put through a lot coming to this point now, and you have to just let go a little bit. And I know that was the biggest thing for me, is let the distractions come in, you know, mess up, you know, let the Lord have, you know, give you mercy, because you learn way better than always trying to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing about, you know, this job that we have and continue to keep the faith is, you know, giving yourself a chance to mess up, to be distracted, to fall a little bit, because you start to realize the grace and the mercy of God, and that we're not meant to be perfect here. We're not meant to do everything exactly right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the biggest thing about keeping the faith, is actually letting go of control and giving him the reins and accepting his will for us. And some days that might be messing up and realizing his mercy.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it, because we're not really acting out a script. You know, it's not something that we're doing like I'm just acting something out because that's the way I'm supposed to be. It's something that comes from the heart, and you grow and mature like you do when you're a boy to an adult. You grow and mature in the spiritual life as well. And let's talk about that, because I know some of your practices just to keep solid in your spirituality are something that you do daily. Maybe you could share some of those things that help you grow spiritually and keep you grounded.
Yeah, the Rosary has been kind of my main staple. Praying the Rosary once a day, I feel like that is such a spiritual act, the meditative state, a chance to really fight off the distractions, because it's a way that you can get into that, you know, 15 to 20 minutes of prayer and not be distracted, because you know there's going to be distractions when you walk away from the Rosary and walk away from that holy hour and that time you spend with God. But it's a way, it's a spiritual practice that has really helped me a lot. And then taking time to read the Bible a little bit in the morning. I always like to pair those two together, the Rosary and the Bible. And then I started doing fasting middle of the week and going to Mass on the day of fasting. So those practices really strengthen, you know, the resolve to stay in it, to trust in God, let him take care, especially when it gets hard, is a little bit of self-denial, self-control, and trusting in him and accepting his will and having a little bit of pain. It always helps. For me, at least.
Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. We're chatting today with Austin Nola, Major League Baseball player with the likes of Seattle Mariners, San Diego Padres. And Austin, I've been in a Major League Baseball clubhouse. I know the environment. I know there's a Catholic Mass that's being said, but there's a strong non-denominational part of that as well, non-Catholic. But how do you remain strong in your Catholic faith with all the other elements of the other Christian faiths being pushed on the Major League Baseball players?
Yeah, we're
we're blessed in Major League Baseball to have Catholic Mass in every one of the 30 teams. Every team has it, I believe. Mm-hmm. We have a very good Catholic athletes in action group. And to be able to go to Mass on Sundays and you know, go play a game right after is one of the greatest blessings of Major League Baseball, is you get to go to Mass with your fellow teammates and then you get to go play a game after. I mean, there's nothing better than that combo right there, is to go to Mass in the morning and go play a Major League Baseball game in front of 40,000 people. I think just having that ability to go worship God in any way has been amazing. And, you know, non-denominational or Catholic, we all get a chance to do it. And by the grace of God and by his mercy, he continues to give it to us no matter what denomination. And I'm just so blessed to be able to have the body of Christ on a Sunday, mm-hmm. right before a game. I think that's just been such an amazing, I would say, honor and blessing to have that, because I would say that that's the one thing that we take for granted as Catholics at times, is to receive that body and blood of Christ every day, when, you know, at the drop of a hat through the Mass.
Yeah, so you're having this great event that's happening, the most important event happening right before you step on the field. And like you said, there's 40 to 50,000 people you're playing in front of. And really, the most important event was the time that you went to Mass, not so much the game that day, which is kind of a great analogy there of the importance of your day. But like you mentioned, yeah, the Catholic Mass is now set at, I think, every Major League ballpark, and it's open for the players to attend and staff as well. So they all worship together at that certain time. I want to ask you about your teammates, and just, you know, I know that the Major League Baseball culture now is so diverse. I mean, there's a lot of Latin American players, players from all over the country, different backgrounds, different faiths. It's just it's an interesting, just being in a Major League Baseball clubhouse and meeting people from all over the world. Talk about that interaction with these different cultures.
Yeah, it sharpens you to see how guys grew up, you know, from different countries, parts of the United States, overseas. It's really cool, because we're all longing for something more than what we're doing on that field. You're so right on the most important part of our day at times is that Mass in the morning, or that quiet time you spend with God in that meditative state, that prayerful state of just letting go of the distractions and just being present. And I think a lot of guys, the culture we're starting to see is everybody wants that. I mean, you're getting all these new apps of meditation apps and all these spiritual type practices of stretching and yogas and nature. You know, you're getting all that. You're starting to see a lot of guys dive into it because it's calming their brains before they go out, and the chaos happens on the field, and you know, you're wanting to perform well. So it's just another sign that God is in everything, and that he is working his way into, in any way, you know, to get through all of us, you know, in the distracted world, through money and all the, you know, things that plague us as human beings in our lives. He's working his way through. And it just gives another reason to believe that he's going to continue to prevail in any endeavor we're going to take.
Yeah, very well said. Let's talk about just your faith and how it helps you as a professional athlete. Now, particular to baseball, I mean, every player goes through prolonged slumps. You go through these tough parts where you're trying to do your best, but the results aren't there. We talk about these adjustments you have to make as far as getting traded. You're making a living for your family. You're moving your family with you. There's a lot of stuff going on, and people don't realize that in the life of a Major League Baseball player. In fact, you get to the stadium, you're probably there for like 10 hours before you get to the stadium, before you get home. So it's a very long day. But just talk about how your faith puts everything in perspective and helps you deal with the adversity and struggles of being a pro athlete.
Yeah, family. The toughest part with faith and is having your family and having them, putting them through such struggle with on the road and ups and downs of the game, of not knowing where you're going to be. I would say that's been the hardest part, you know, with faith. But me and my wife made a pact, you know, that we're always going to continue to take our children and go to Mass mm-hmm. every Sunday and continue to keep our faith no matter what the score is, no matter what where we're at. There will always be a Mass. There's always a church. we can always go to, and we will always ground our family and our faith, no matter what, no matter where we're at. We can be anywhere in the world. Mm-hmm. And that's a priority, and that's important. And I know God prevails through that. That's a element of trust and faith that'll never be, it can never be taken away. You can go over 100, but there will always be a Mass on Sunday. There will always be a time to take your family to Mass and practice those values that the Lord has put in front of us.
Have you had a spiritual mentor in your life that you could share that has been instrumental in your growth spiritually?
Yes, I've had several good priests and a good family friend back home in Louisiana that, you know, really helped a lot with, you know, spirituality and learning how to show up every day with the rosary, with going to Mass, receiving the body of Christ, talking about and reading in the Bible and reading through some of the parts that are harder to understand. And he's been very instrumental. Brent Honoré, it's Aaron's godfather, mm-hmm. Very good family friend, and had a lot of, you know, tough experiences, life experiences, but has prevailed in his faith and really shared it with the world and shared it with those around him. And very blessed to have him in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's great stuff to have a mentor and someone who could inspire you. We all need to be inspired at different parts of our life. Well, Austin Nola has been our guest. Major League Baseball player, very talented, comes from a talented family. You mentioned his brother Aaron playing for Philadelphia, and he's continuing on in his pro baseball career. He's a free agent right now. We'll see where he lands. So we wish you all the best with that, Austin. And thanks so much for sharing your life of faith and a little bit about your career right here on Blessed to Play.
Thanks, Ron. I really appreciate you having me on.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed2play.com. You can like us on Facebook. Hit us up on the platform X at Blessed to Play. For Austin Nola, I'm Ron Meyer. Thanks so much for joining us right here on Blessed to Play.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.